was 11 at the time of his disappearance. He left the UK in September 2017 for a holiday with his mother and grandfather. Our Europe correspondent Adam Parsons describes how Alex was found in France.
What we understand is that he was picked up by a motorist in some distress, asked to be taken to a police station and identified himself there.
Two former healthcare professionals who unlawfully drugged patients at a Blackpool hospital have been jailed. Catherine Hudson gave substances to two people and received 7 years. Her colleague was given a 3-year term for conspiring to give a sedative to a third. The Bank of England has kept the base rate of interest on hold and showed little sign that it's contemplating cutting them anytime soon. Three members of the Monetary Policy Committee even wanted a further quarter point rise. Governor Andrew Bailey doesn't know when the base rate will drop.
It's really too early to start speculating about cutting interest rates. We've got to see more progress. I'm encouraged by the progress we've seen. Don't get me wrong, I'm very encouraged by the progress we've seen. But it's too early to start speculating, you know, we'll be cutting soon.
Vladimir Putin thinks foreign aid aimed at helping Ukraine will eventually come to an end. He made the remarks at his annual media conference. New footage of missing mother of three, Gaynor Lord, who was last seen on Friday, has been released. The 55-year-old disappeared after finishing work in Norwich, and officers are focusing on a river. Rebecca Welsh will become the first woman to referee a Premier League fixture. She'll take charge of Fulham's game at home to Burnley next week. The 40-year-old made history back in 2021 when she became the first female to officiate at an EFL match. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll see largely clear skies with just a few patches of cloud. Skies will also remain largely clear through the overnight period with a light westerly breeze. Tomorrow we'll see dry conditions and plenty of wintry sunshine. Yay! Although thicker cloud will move in through the evening, but it will stay largely dry throughout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Here we go. Michelle's back.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself.
If you just tuned in and think, oh, that's my favourite song, what is Joe doing? What are we doing, Michelle?
We are doing well-being, and we never play the full song.
No, we never do.
I'm sure that it's for the best.
Although we really want to, because we both move around it. Oh, thank goodness we're not on camera.
I was just thinking that. Hey. Thank goodness we're not like other radio stations.
I know.
Where you have to do your hair and makeup.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do the makeup, but I would definitely do the hair. Yes, so, Michelle, it's good to have you back in the studio. But it's Michael Bublé. We've got a special one next week, but we'll be talking about that in a minute. But it's all about today, Thursday, the 14th of December.
I can't believe we're like halfway through December already. 10 days away from Christmas. How did that happen?
I know, Michelle, it's 25th. It's 11 days. We've got 11 days. Wow. I know.
Festivities have started, haven't they?
I know, yeah. I know. Well, you look very festive, don't you?
This is my upcycled jumper.
Upcycled?
Yeah, it's upcycled from my daughter who was tossing it out, so I just took it.
Well, it looks like an Aran jumper, but looks like it's been dipped in a Christmas tree colour green. It's lovely green.
It's so nice and warm, especially because it's so cold out right now.
Yeah, it looks a little bit baggy as well, so it just makes you feel all comfortable. That's and it. Nice, all cosy.
Doesn't quite go with my sparkly pink trainers, but...
Oh, have you got... I'm going to have a look. Now, you carry on talking while I'm going to look under the
versus
desk.
Versus bare feet.
Very sparkly. Yes. Okay, Michelle, now come on, let's focus, because otherwise we'll be off again.
I know.
And run out of time you even get to say anything. So, go on.
So, like I said, it's funny, because I think... And by being silly when I do yoga, but I think part of the thing with yoga in general is it's meant to bring, I don't know how to explain this, but you're, the whole goal of yoga really at the end of it all is that you're meant to feel enlightened in the sense like light of heart. Yeah. You're meant to feel better. So that's why I kind of like to bring a bit of fun into the yoga. I mean, we're serious enough during the day as it is in our 9-to-5 jobs. Not that I have one, but...
Yeah, well, you have a job.
I have a job, but not a typical 9-to-5. Yeah. But I think everyone who comes to the classes is serious enough as it is, and there's lots going on, and I'd like to bring a bit of fun. And so, although I have had new people start with me in these last couple of weeks, and they are wondering what is going on in classes and all the stuff. So I thought I'd bring some of that along to the radio today, and we'll do some Christmas yoga. So if you've never done yoga before, now's the time to start. Otherwise, start in January.
Oh, okay.
But are you ready?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Do you want? I'll explain and you stand up. How's that?
Well, okay. I'll try and
super
do that.
Easy.
Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So the first one, Joe's going to demonstrate for me.
Okay. That's me getting up off the chair. Go on.
Right. So just stand there with the feet underneath your hips. Right. Yeah. Squeeze the belly button in.
Oh.
Roll the shoulders back. Bring your right arm out.
Right.
Yeah. Pretend you're holding a broom. There you go. Give me a cheesy smile. There you go. And that's a snowman pose.
Oh, okay. So it's literally your arm straight out in line with the top of your shoulder.
Yeah, you can do it
and
that way.
Just hold the broom.
Yeah.
And you're just standing up straight. With your belly button in. If you, unlike me, if you could be able to find yours, I can't find my belly button. I still say it's lockdown, mate.
Well, it's mountain pose, but I change it into snowman pose.
So how long do you hold this pose for?
Yeah, for however long you want. So you know when we do mountain pose, we do belly, shoulders, bottom, Backstreet Boys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the same idea, except I've added the broom in there for snowman pose. Hey, what are you doing sitting down? Get back up there.
Okay.
I'm not here for one pose, Joe. I'm not here for one pose.
What's the next one?
So coming back to that mountain pose with the feet. Good, good. Nice shoulders, belly button squeezed in, bottom squeezed in. Good, good, good. Nice tight glutes. There you go. You're going to lift the heels up this time. So keep the shoulders rolled back though.
Yeah, okay.
And hands down. Yeah, palms facing forward, shoulders rolled back. This is your fallen angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you are, so your tippy toe.
Yeah, that's the actual name for it. It's not just a Christmas name.
Standing up straight again. Belly button in, buttocks clenched.
Yes.
And then you are just literally just putting your arms back.
Yeah, shoulders. Yeah, like your wings. So I don't know if you want to do the other ones.
How long do you do that for?
That one, when we do them in class, I get them to hold them for about 30 seconds. So
what does that actually do for you? Does that help strengthen your core or things like that?
Yeah, it's good for balance. So again, like I said, balance is really important, especially as we get older. So part of... the fallen angel especially is building strength in the ankles and in the feet and in the legs. Mm-hmm. Same with mountain pose. Again, it's about having good posture, squeezing the core in. So again, nice shoulders back. Again, the core working on the balance. And the mountain pose or snowman pose, as I call it right now, is the foundation for all our balances.
And it's really super simple that if I can do it, anyone can do
that's exactly it, and
if you're not too steady on your feet as well, or you're recovering for something, you can still sit down, obviously not to do the tippy toe bit and still put your arms
you
out,
can do
right?
the tippy toe bit sitting down because you're still lifting and putting weight into the balls of the feet. So the next one I would do is, again, and it's funny because I always say you can hold on to something. Some people are think it's cheating, but it's not. No. You're still balancing. So the next one I've done with the friend of mine I was telling you about when I was doing stroke recovery yoga with him.
Yeah.
He was able to do like all of these. So I just think like if you've gone from not being able to use your left side to being able to practice these balances, it is accessible for most. So do you want to try the next one?
Coming in.
All right. You got to stand up again.
Oh, my goodness. You're asking a lot of me today, Michelle. Now, keep my headphones on this time.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. So this time, bring the feet wide, arms out wide.
Ooh. How wide are we talking?
Like just like that. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Palms.
So whether the palms have to be
just facing forward. Yeah, forwards, whichever. Good.
Okay.
So you're in a star pose now. So Joe's in a star pose at the moment. Yeah. You've got your five-pointed star, right? Toes, feet, head.
Yeah.
So now I want you to shift the weight into your right foot.
Oh, okay.
and just start bringing the left toe up.
Now, do the knees have to be bent or do they have to be straight?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I find, like, if you're starting out with balances, bending the knees helps.
Yeah. Oh, I clicked. I don't know if you could hear that.
That's all right. So this time, so arms out wide, and you're just starting to shift the weight into the right foot.
Yeah.
And as you do that, slowly lifting up the left foot. So you're tipping over to the right side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we call that shooting star.
Oh, yeah, it's like that. It's kind of like a teapot a little bit as well. Just tipping it over. Yeah, so basically when you're moving your left foot sort of and going on tippy toe, of course, it's gradually moving your arm up as well because your whole left side is moving out and obviously vice versa as well.
That's it.
It works. Oh, I'm going to sit down.
You don't want to do candy cane pose, do you? Shall I demonstrate candy cane?
Candy cane pose, haven't it?
I think you would kill me if I made you do candy cane pose.
I don't think I could do a candy. Is that where you're on the floor and you've got to put your foot up in the air or something?
Well, no, not. Well, kind of, sort of. There's two options. There's easy on the floor option. So if you can describe it to the listeners, I'll do it.
So go on then. I need to take photos of this at the same time. So what Michelle's doing, she's trying to find somewhere clean on the floor. Good job she's got a Christmas tree jumper on, as I'm calling it now.
So I'm stepping the right foot forward.
Right foot forward.
I'm going to lift.
So, and she's just literally, just as if she is just on the right-hand foot, and then she's putting all her weight on that. Now, her left leg, she is almost fell over, but she hasn't. But her left leg, what she's done, she's actually held her ankle with her left arm and with her, and then she's got her right arm where she's got all the weight on with her foot on the floor. So it's like basically touching your toes with one leg and hold it. Yes, I can see the candy cane. I'm going to take a picture now. Yep, got that one. And we'll put that online as well so you can actually see what's going on. But it does make sense, to be fair. It really does. So that's quite an easy one to do. So, yes. What we'll do, we'll take some more pictures as well. So when the, we call them episodes, when it goes up online, what we'll do, we'll make sure that, get some pictures up there as well. Yeah. We've got some original ones. I'm sure you've got one of you, maybe from your classes or whatever.
Yeah, I've got
that.
The Instagram one I can send you as well.
We can put that up as well, so you can do that.
We can do some more next week.
Yeah, I'll be practicing. Well, no, it's because you didn't have much room here, to be fair. I thought you were going to hit your head on the door handle, but health and safety, yes. But it was all good, yeah. But it actually looks like quite an easy one to do as well. But, after
there is an easier version. We can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's on my Instagram, the easier version.
Good stuff. So I'll put all that up online by the weekend as well, so you can catch up with Michelle there. Now, we've got something special happening next week, haven't we, Michelle?
We do. We've got a bit of a takeover, don't we?
We do. Well, you do. Yeah. Go on.
The boss is trusting us to spend 3 hours together.
I know what he's let himself in for, to be fair. Yeah, so you are going to be joining me for the full 3 hours. I only thought it was a couple of hours, but now you've got the whole 3 hours.
We do.
And it's actually going to be my last show of Christmas as well.
Oh,
because on the Friday. Yes, surprise, Michelle. No, because on the Friday, I've actually got the Friday off and the lovely Keith Rogers will be coming in. But we're looking forward to that. So we're going to have some fun, quirky stuff going on. Going to find out what sort of went on at Christmas in Canada, aren't we? The traditional Canadian Christmas.
I've got a couple of things planned too. We can do a couple more how to stay calm during the Christmas season. A couple more Christmas poses. And then I've got, there's someone out there listening who still's not bought their gift for their well-being partner. Tune in next week. I've got the perfect list for you.
Oh, fabulous. So all that is coming up next week. I can't wait. We're going to have good fun. Thank goodness. We do not drink. We only have literally water.
Oh, yeah.
We will have, yes, because that would be disastrous.
Next
so we won't
we
be doing
eggnog.
Any of that. So please do not bring any to the studio.
No.
If you're listening at home thinking, I'd like to join in. So I'm really looking forward to that. But Michelle, as always, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm not going to play us out with Michael Bublé. No, we're going to have a Christmas song. But Michelle, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. dogs toasting and caroling out in the snow. Telling scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Oh, oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time.
Oh, Andy Williams, the most wonderful time of the year, and it is. We've only got 11 days left until Santa visits us. I can't even say it. Visits us. Yeah, I've not been on the eggnog, I promise you. Now, coming up, we've got a short break, and after that, Alison Moyet. And don't forget, what I'm going to do now, actually, I'm going to give you another sneak peek of our 80s TV theme tune. And I know you're going to know what it is, even if you've not been around in the 80s. I know you're going to know it. You're going to kick yourself if you can't remember what it was, though.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
classics go, Alison Moyet. We love Resurrection from 1980-odd. I can't remember what the year was. It was in my head earlier and now it's gone. It's having Michelle in the studio. And if you just tuned into the last bit of that, don't worry, it will be up online. All in episode guide to make it easier for people to follow us. And yeah, so that'll be up on the phoenixfm.com website by the weekend at the very latest. Now, we are going to be packing up our troubles with Eliza Doolittle, and then I'm going to be trekking out the travel for you.
Whisper is the same. suicide. And I finally see myself if you see me now. The time to see myself, 'cause I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for.
FM travel news.
Now, if you're heading anywhere near Stratford this evening, remember it's a European match for the mighty West Ham United. It's going to be at the London Stadium, so be aware if you're heading anywhere near there. Now, there's stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel times not an unusual, weirdly 25 minutes there. Now, Ongar Road and the A128 is slow moving towards Wilson's Corner. A129, yes, northbound heading towards Sun Street there. Sun Street itself as well is really slow moving still. Now, on the A127 at Southend Arterial Road, there's more traffic, heavier than usual, actually. Eastbound, that is, on the A128 Tilbury Road, halfway house roundabout. In Basildon, A13 eastbound, partially blocked, queuing traffic due to obstruction on the road before A132 and Main. That's congestion to Orsett Cock up there. Right now, slow traffic on the Waterhouse Lane and Rainsford Lane inbound before Parkway. The travel time is around 10 minutes. Now, Malden Road in Danbury, partially blocked, slow traffic due to an accident at Cherry Garden Lane. In Braintree, usual queues on the A120 at Galley's Corner. Travel time there looking at around 15 minutes. Culver Street West closed due to pedestrianised zone between Head Street and Trinity Square. There is slow traffic on the A12 London bound both ways between Junction 26, Essex Yeomanry Way, 8 Ash Green Tollgate Interchange to Junction 25 in the tollgate area there as well. Wick Road, both ways closed due to emergency bridge repairs and long-term roadworks from Lower Farm Road. Now, on the Tube, underground stations closed and trains are not stopping on the Central Line at Hannah Lane. Minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains everywhere else, so keep an eye on that one. Minor delays on the Circle Line clockwise due to cancellations. Minor delays on Hammersmith and City Line westbound due to cancellations. Underground station still closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. Severe delays on Piccadilly Line eastbound between Hyde Park and Cock Fosters. Trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing. A lot going on tonight. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line as well between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport and between Acton Town and Uxbridge. Now, Elizabeth Line still no service between Heathrow's Terminals 1, 2 and 3 and Heathrow Terminal 5. Minor delays also between Reading and Heathrow Terminals 1, 2 and 3 and between Reading and Hayes and Harlington. Also, delays of up to 45 minutes and some cancellations on Heathrow Express, Great Western Railway and Elizabeth Line between London Paddington and Heathrow's Terminal 1, 2 and 3. Basically, just make sure that you check with your travel operator just to see what's going on with the rail that you'll be using anywhere on the Elizabeth Line. But that's it from the travel updates from me.
See you.
same. Just the same.
Country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's always a brilliant show on a Thursday night at 10 p.m. Madeline, Chris E.B. here in the studio. And before that, actually, in around 23 minutes, we'll be listening to Darren Mutu. And if you are into cricket, it's something you really don't want to miss. It's the latest local, national and international cricket news. And he actually is going to be chatting, our Darren, to West Indies legend Ian Bishop. So that's going to be a great listen. And again, as I said earlier, 7 p.m, the non-league hour with John Chubb. Or should I say John Chubb? Oh, I don't know how he sustains that for a whole hour. He is non-stop. I don't know. He doesn't even breathe, I think, for about half an hour. He's absolutely brilliant. I don't know where he collates all the information. But, yeah, there's loads of stuff coming up from 7 o'clock. Bumper to bumper, 8 p.m. If you like me, if you like a bit of Indian alternative, it's the perfect. From the 60s right the way up to now, Gareth plays. And then, of course, the night shift, as we just said, with Madeline Christie. Country music, brilliant 2 hours, 10 till midnight. Start all over again at 7 a.m. with our Mikey. And don't forget, if you just like some really brilliant music, if you enjoy what we play here on Phoenix FM, from 12 a.m. until 7 a.m. in the morning, it's all just music throughout the whole of the night. So, yeah, brilliant one. Right, now, coming up, we have Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, one of my favourite duos of last year.
Pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is ooh la la, it's true la la la. Oh, I should be. too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year. Count a picture, frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling stone, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we were both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach, to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind, I've been doing too much about it.
Waitresses. With Christmas wrapping, reminds me, I've got to get some new ones. I quite like the traditional ones, you know, where it looks like brown paper and you've got some reindeer or something in it, or just a snowball. Oh, yeah. No, I love that. I love it looking traditional and stuff and things like that. So, but it all depends as well. It's got to be good sort of like tape to make sure it's all nice, because if you have coloured ones on it, then it spoils the paper, doesn't it? So it can be difficult. It probably takes me longer to sort out my Christmas wrapping than it does my cards. Anyway, that's enough of me waffling on. It is now time to reveal what the theme tune was. Do you know what? We'll have a break, and then I'll tell you straight after that.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, here we go. So whether you was around in the 80s or not, I'm sure you'd know the theme tune. It was actually a remake recently as well. So, it's a crime drama series. It was set in Hawaii and it starred Tom Selleck. It ran from 1980 to 1988, so it was longer than that. But the star actually was an investigator. He lived in a guest house for free as well. Now, the owner was called Masters, and he was voiced for 5 years by Orson Welles. That's something that escaped me, to be fair. Now, this theme tune as well is good, isn't it? It's not the original one. Now, the original one was kind of a slow, jazzy piece by Ian Smith. But the beginning from episode 12 then, it was replaced by a more up-tempo thing. What you'd expect to hear in the 90s, 80s, I suppose. But it was by Mike Post and Peter Carpenter. So, yes. So, it was Magnum P.I. They've had a request for Girls Aloud Christmas song. Is this the only one they've got? Let me know if there's another one and I'll give that a spin tomorrow. know what? I think I've ever had that one before. It's catchy though. Yeah, Not Tonight. I don't know how that passed me by. That was Girls Aloud with Not Tonight Centre. I'll probably give that another spin next week. Now, something's just come in on the roads. M11 London bound. All traffic is being held between Junction 9, A11 and Junction 8, Stansted, following an accident. Traffic is slow moving, so keep an eye if you are heading that way. Now, on this day, back in 1962, Bill Wyman made his live debut with the Stones in Windsor. I wonder if he thought it'd still be going, the Stones, to this day. This is a track from their new album, and this is Angry. Remember now when actually Bill Wyman left the Stones. It was quite a few years ago, wasn't it? But yeah, there you go. 1962 was his first debut with the Stones. On this day. Right, now, thank you so much for joining me, keeping me company as always. As well, thank you for your suggestions today, helping me out with me at 4:30 especially. I'll be back tomorrow. Come and join me. Remember, if you've got any requests, radio at Phoenix FM, or you know where to find me on my socials now. But for now, I'm going to leave you with Ariana Grande, Santa, Tell Me. Remember, stick around for Darren. Bye. Have a great night.